Hi, welcome to BGDailyNews.com's Prep Basketball Podcast. I am sports editor Rob Herbst. Here, as always, with everyone's favorite sports writing, movie critiquing meteorologist Michael Compton, who braved the snow to come and do this podcast for you fine listeners who are likely stuck at home. And Michael, it is region tournament week, or so it seems at least. The girls got their first round of the region tournament done at Diddle Arena, and no surprises, Bowling Green, South Warren, Logan County, and Allen County all winning their games. But the boys were on a standstill right now with the tournament. Have you ever seen a crazier tournament in your lifetime?
Well, it's getting crazier, but if we remember last year, we kind of went through the same thing and wound up playing all those games on the Saturday. I think one of the things this year is you're kind of competing with Diddle Arena as far as the Lady Topper game on Thursday night and the Lady Topper game Saturday afternoon. So it kind of makes things a little more tricky to schedule around. And, you know, we're kind of in a holding pattern now. We have to see what happens in the aftermath of this snowstorm. You know, they were quick to get things together last year, but that was just sleet. This is a lot of snow and a lot of variables with your Clinton counties, Monroe counties. You've got other places that are having to get here. It's going to be interesting to see. I mean, worst case, they hope to get started and play those four boys games in South Warren on Saturday. But, you know, there was already talking on Twitter with Louisville and other people. I mean, you kind of wonder at this point how they're going to get these region tournament games done in time for the Girls Week 16, which starts Wednesday, and KHSA normally wants all region tournaments completed by the time the Girls Sweet 16 starts, which means the boys should be done by Tuesday too. And I mean, we're kind of one of the lower ends of the state. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out statewide.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned last year, and it's amazing that back-to-back years we've had some type of weather conflict with the region tournament schedule. This tournament right now, you know, as we say, we're in a standstill. And I mean, the biggest problem is you've got teams coming from far and wide to Diddle Arena. You know, there's for the region tournament, there's teams 2 hours away right now.
Right. And I mean, that's the big thing you're looking at now. And they're kind of in a stop again. We talked about before the district tournament where everybody kind of stopped due to the weather. They couldn't really practice, couldn't do much. I don't see anybody doing anything the next day or two as myself. And you're going to basically, the next time they get on the basketball court, they're probably going to be tipping it up to play basketball, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens there. I mean, it didn't hurt Bowling Green last week in the district tournament. They came in and really, I think, have established themselves maybe as the favorite on the boys' side now. You know, Warren Central, Monroe County possibly in that semifinal could be very interesting if we get to that. And, you know, I'm interested first-round game, that Logan County, Barron County game. I know Barron County was kind of a one-sided game when they met in the regular season, but both teams have done some really good things this year. And on paper, even with that lopsided game, look evenly matched, I think that's the most intriguing game in the first round to me on the boys' side, but we just don't know when it's going to happen.
How much do you think the winner of this thing, it's going to be who's the mentally toughest because of the scheduling situation for this tournament?
I think that could play a lot into it, and I think a lot of it also could be just the coaching staff that kind of keeps that mental focus and keeps these kids kind of sharp and prepared for on the basketball side. It's a lot of distractions when you've got 6, 8, 12 inches of snow out there.
All right, let's talk about the girls' tournament. Locally, Bowling Green and South Warren had absolutely no problems in their first-round games. Bowling Green dismantled a Glasgow team that really gave Allen County a run in the District 15 championship. Where do you see this team right now, especially after they won the District 14 tournament?
Yeah, that was the big thing. Not that Bowling Green beat Glasgow, because I think everybody kind of went into that game thinking it could be a toss-up, but just how easy they did it. And, you know, Logan County coming off a good win against Cumberland County, and they said afterwards they wanted all year to get the chance to play Bowling Green. Well, sometimes it's a be careful what you wish for scenario. The way Bowling Green's playing, I see Bowling Green as maybe at the advantage right now. And I say that because Bowling Green gets past Logan County, and again, nothing to take away from Logan County. I feel like that Allen County South Warren game having seen them play the last 2 years, those games are knockdown, drag out, physical, come down to the last possession, just really intense games. And if Bowling Green can somehow, you know, take Logan County and not necessarily beat the same fashion as Glasgow, but not have as hard of a time as, say, Allen and South Warren at beating up against each other, the winner of that game is then going to have to turn around in less than 24 hours and play a Bowling Green team that might be a little fresher mentally, might be a little fresher physically. Could be very interesting to see what happens there.
As we do this podcast on Thursday morning, those two girls' semifinal games slated for Saturday evening at EA Diddle Arena, who knows what happens. You know, on the boys' side, they talk about having a new playing at South Warren High School. Somehow I don't think Bowling Green and Allen County Scottsville girls' programs would like to see the girls' tournament move to South Warren at all with South Warren.
No, I don't think even on the boys' side, from everybody I talked to, I don't think anybody wants to see it moved out of Diddle, but with the situation with the weather, you have to do it. You have to do it.
At least on the boys' side, you have a neutral court available there in South Warren, and on the girls' side,
I see what you're saying.
So that's the problem there. Well, Michael, I know you will be keeping us informed of the weather situation and the road situation. You enjoy some basketball this weekend, wherever and whenever it may be, and have fun. And then a Sweet 16 next week, so how about that?
Hey, we're almost through this basketball season, somehow, some way.
All right. For the meteorologist Michael Compton, I am Rob Herbst, and that is your BGDailyNews.com's Prep Basketball Podcast.